Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of the Digman Fitness Podcast. In this podcast, we talk to our member of the month, Julia Schneider, her ins and outs, her goals, long and short term of training at Digman Fitness. Also moving through, talking about our fitness tip of the month, our progressions from warm up to cool down, the ins and outs of foam rolling, the importance of a dynamic warm-up, our circuit, our energy, and our cool-down at the end. And then, finishing up the podcast, we'll talk about our nutrition tip of the month, featuring the pitfalls and how to get through them and how to stay positive with your nutrition.
Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. Digman Fitness is a place where families can become injury-free and have fun with functional exercise. We want to improve quality of life by preventing pain, reducing risk of injury, and improving function at work and at play. We promise to deliver the best tools necessary to help you restore your body and revitalize your life. Revitalize your life. Revitalize
your life. Hey guys, Corey Digman here. Welcome to the Digman Fitness Podcast. Really exciting this month. I want to introduce you to our member of the month, Julia Schneider, also covering our fitness tip and a nutrition tip. But more importantly, I want to get to right away our interview and welcome you, Julia. Welcome to a podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's all new and exciting.
Yeah, a couple things I want to get out of the way for our listeners to understand who you are, what you do, and what are some of your interests, of general interests.
Well, I guess I just recently graduated, and I work at an engineering firm downtown, which is a lot of fun. We get to test and break products, which is, there's no real wrong way to do that.
Nice.
And then, yeah, I've done martial arts most of my life and thought it was time for change, so I decided to come here and found you.
Awesome, cool. So how long have you been working out exactly with Digman Fitness?
With Digman Fitness, it's been about 3 months, so nice. Still kind of fresh.
Yeah, so a lot of the experiences so far have been positive carryover to your martial arts.
Oh, yes.
And everything else.
Yep. And especially, you know, here has been very, very good. And all the stuff, you know, I try to not hang around places that aren't any fun.
Yeah.
So Digman Fitness is definitely proving to be one of those places that's good to hang out at.
Yeah, it makes a difference. And we all want to rest well and have fun and work out and have things that are going to make a difference. With
yep.
your job, you want to make a career out of it. And with your workouts, you want them to have results.
Yeah, and so. You definitely don't want to, you know, do the grind of doing it. Like, yeah, I hear people talk about going to the gym and like, oh, I'm just going to bench press today. And I'm like, oh, that sounds exciting. Instead, I get to come here and it's you know, always new and different and you're not quite sure what to expect, but you're always engaged yeah. and you definitely get a workout by the end. So
roll the dice and play a little exercise poker and
yep.
some exercise Jenga.
I got to win twice in poker today. I'm very proud of that.
Nice. Beat our main man, Shane, here.
Yeah.
Podcast expert. Anyways, we'll get back to the... what are some of your favorite things you enjoy about training at Digman Fitness?
Kind of just what I just said is the variability. For me, it's a lot. I can't do repetitious things. I get very bored easily. So it's fun to come here and just have something new and different every single time. And then just the atmosphere. I tend to be hot-headed, so work will set me off very quick. But yeah. then when I come here, it's impossible to stay angry or frustrated or whatnot. Every time, it's a great atmosphere to walk into, and you just... I end up happy at the end, which is weird to say after a workout, but you know,
yeah,
I end up happy.
A little bit of camaraderie, you know, get people that are maybe in the same situation with their careers or their jobs or outside of gym, and you get in here and just sweat. You're sweating out the toxins and you're exercising out the negative toxins
of all,
you know, a job or wherever else. So it's cool stuff.
And you can definitely get the best kind of workout when you can, you know, leave what's outside the gym. And here sometimes, you know, it's impossible to tend to do it when you walk in, but by the time you leave, you definitely left it.
So. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Kind of diving into some of your goals now. What are some of your short and long-term goals that you have?
I kind of feel on the short-term goal thing. My dad always had a long-term goals kind of thing when I was bringing me up, so it's kind of where I sit. I try to do mostly financial ones with saving for a house and, you know, all those big lifetime things that you want later in life. So I try to save most of my paycheck. It's kind of an unrealistic percentage, but that would be one of my goals for this year. And then I have another goal that's maintaining a desired weight goal that I've trying to figure out how to balance that in realistic with like what I can do in life. Like, I don't want to be one of those people that's on a strict diet for ever, because I like to be able to go out and have fun, you know. Oh, my friends called me up and we want to go and have pizzas and beers or whatnot. I don't want to be thinking about my diet and going, oh, I really can't.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be able to still have those experiences and not have to worry about it all. But then too, I mean, I don't want to, you know, be overweight and be unhealthy either.
Yeah. So. Oh yeah. Biggest thing, like, you know, I talk to clients and the members of the gym, you know, it's all a process. We have monthly challenges for a reason, to keep people focused and accountable. But at the same time, we're not talking about the same thing. Like, hey, let's get your food log in. It's just grinding, and people just kind of lose track of like the fun of it. and instead, like, hey, let's focus on, you know, water or meal prepping this month or something else related to, not related to maybe nutrition, that kind of have sort of deals with, you know, habit change and stuff like that.
Yep, but, and just doing those little things every so often and you know, being held accountable, I guess, for those little things, you can, it's amazing how they become part of a habit if you can just morph it in just a little bit.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's good. It's good input for some other people that, you know, are kind of on the fence with doing things on their own and needing a little bit of a direction. So.
Yeah, definitely need to push. Like for myself too, it's hard to you know, be accountable for, say, like the food log thing. Like, you know, oh, it takes a lot of effort and work to do a food log. So what I had to do was, well, I had somebody else nag me about my food log to make sure I did it, because otherwise I wouldn't do it, because I'd be like, ah, I'm probably fine. And you know, some days you're just not. You just really need to kind of stick to it and see if it's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know, just doing stuff like that, or even just the water thing. You know, I had a lot of trouble just drinking enough water during the days. And so what I ended up doing was I got a water bottle that I keep at work at my desk, and basically I just refill it every time it gets empty. And surprisingly, having it there right at my desk, I drink a remarkably large amount of water now during the day that I didn't used to do, which is, you know, just in general better.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that is overlooked, but it's so simple for most people that, you know, just those little things where you have it in front of you, or you write it down, or you see, and you can make those changes a lot more easily.
Yep.
That's cool. All right, our last kind of closing question on your training with Digman Fitness. How have some of your experiences reflected on how you talk about it to your friends and others?
Yeah, I've actually talked to it quite a bit with a lot of my friends that work out, because we've done other types of personal training as well, along with just in general going to gyms or things like that. So it's interesting to see the difference, you know, between Digman Fitness style and, say, another personal trainer style, or even just friends who have, like, this workout routine that they got, you know, from some online thing or whatnot that they follow. It's very different. And I would say that out of all of the stories, and I've gone and worked out with them a little bit, it's just, like, Digman Fitness is more personal. You know, if I miss a few days, you know, Corey, you'll email me, and it's just like, it's surprising how well that works. Like, it's just like, just being somebody to email, come back. Yep.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh man, you're right. I really should go in. And then, you know, you drag yourself out of work the next day, and I'm like, oh, I gotta go.
Yeah.
You know, and little things like that are just, you know, you don't get that other places. Like, it's, and then too, even coming in and giving crap to all the other members or whatnot when you get a heckle, and when you show up and you're doing your stretches, you know, that sort of atmosphere is way different that I don't get anywhere else.
So. Yeah. I mean, that's the biggest thing I wanted to get out of, you know, starting my business. I started training more one-on-one, and I wanted to train groups because of the excitement, the camaraderie, but I wanted to keep that personal touch along with growing that size. And I think that's important as I continue to grow, people want to get better whether with a group or not, so why not do the best you can with helping them get better?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. So I want to thank you for the interview. Congratulations on becoming our member of the month here. It's you are here early, which shows, I mean, 10, 15, 20 minutes early most times.
Well, I definitely got to stretch out. Muscles do not relax on their own.
Yeah, it shows in your commitment and your hard work. I mean, it carries over. I'm sure you do well with your job and your family and stuff too. So just like, it makes sense.
Yep. Yeah. Awesome. You do a lot of attention in all the things you do, and it'll all turn out good. So. Yeah.
All right. Thanks again, Julia, for your time. Congratulations again on your Member of the Month nomination by us at Digman Fitness. Hard work is seen very easily with you. So moving on, our fitness tip of the month is organization of a routine and the why of certain exercises that I follow. Okay, so organizing routine for me is an art similar to nutrition. We have our phases of, you know, making sure we have plenty of protein, carbohydrates, fats, amino acids, vitamins and minerals. The same thing goes for a good routine. I want to have each of those components that make it important. The tissue release, foam rolling in the beginning, kind of a good primer for the day to remove any adhesions in the muscle bellies, mobility and corrective movement, heart rate, dynamic stretching, the circuit, whether it be a cardiovascular day or strength day, and then cool down and stretch. So diving into each of those now, first one, tissue release is a good one. Based on how we assess people, their action cards show, you know, with my overhead movement assessment, we can see areas that may be a little tighter, maybe a little bit weaker. I can hit on those. So if somebody, let's say if they're falling forward on an overhead squat, I can kind of pinpoint if maybe their hip flexors are a little tighter, or the thoracic or shoulders or ankle mobility needs work. Those areas that they should hit within the first 5 to 6 minutes of a routine. before we get into the mobility. So as soon as we're done with that foam roll release, you know, tennis balls, foam rolling, softballs, whatever it is, we get into our mobility or corrective movement phase of the exercise or the circuit day, which involves just two of my basic exercises that help hip mobility, thoracic and shoulder mobility. One of the two, first one is thoracic extensions, which, have, by the way, I'll have a video demonstrating this also that I'll link to this so you guys can see what's going on as I explain it here in the podcast. The second one is a sideline windmill, which is also, again, great for hip mobility up through the thoracic and the shoulder. Moving on from there, after you've gotten, you know, just kind of a slow moving, kind of slow to fast progression of a routine that I cover at the gym. So like tissue release, mobility is starting to get moving a little bit, getting blood flow. And then now we get serious into replicating our intensity of what we're actually going to do in a specific circuit. So our third level or progression of my circuit, how I organize things, is heart rate and dynamic stretching. So for example, if it's a cardiovascular day, we have themed workouts throughout the week at Digman Fitness. Monday, Wednesday, Friday are our interval conditioning days. Monday specifically is our station day. Anything up and down, lateral, using ladders, some sports conditioning stuff in there that makes it fun. Wednesday is our game day, so we have fun, kind of let loose middle part of the week to separate the monotonous of what's going on in everyday life. It's always fun to throw around some cards and play a little exercise poker or roll the dice of exercise doom, or play a little Jenga. So we have fun with playing, throw some childhood games in there. Other days, Tuesday, Thursdays, are strength-oriented or core strength days, I call them. So anything involving a squat, a hinge, which is a deadlift, single leg, double leg supported exercises, pushing, pulling, everything is balanced. So, a Tuesday are specific to pushing exercises. So we're doing always either a single or double leg supported squat, pushing away from you, maybe a vertical or horizontal push, upper body, and then throwing in your corrective exercises. So based on your assessment that I go through with each individual, they have their own specific action card. So with them, it doesn't take long to memorize, so I can kind of look around and see what people have going on, and I kind of shout out and say, hey, you do this or do that. But it gives them an idea, maybe on off days too, of what specific things they can work on to help themselves get better through, if they have a past injury in a shoulder, if they're tight in the shoulder or hip or ankle. So it gets a really specific within a group setting. And to finish up after those 30, 35 minutes, actually backtrack here, first 5 to 8 minutes, tissue release, foam rolling. Mobility corrective is a couple minutes. Heart rate dynamic stretching is 2 to 3 minutes. Circuit itself is 30 to 35 minutes. And then finishing up with our specific finisher of the month, which is a little different. It's kind of something fun to compete with yourself and with others. It makes kind of Digman Fitness unique within our monthly challenges. And then we have a cool down stretch, which is about 10 to 12 minutes. So we're hitting everything again, like we did in the warm up or even foam rolling again, depending on how tight we are too. So we get specific. In the beginning, we stay specific with our routine, and then we end specific also. So every part, every minute, every second of the workout is really hit home pretty hard. On the same note with the clarity and specificity of a routine, I want to touch in on our healthy nutrition tip of the month, positive mindset after pitfalls. So a lot of times where our routine can be very helpful with making sure we do this and this and that is led. A lot of times when you go home with your nutrition, there's not going to necessarily be somebody over your shoulder all the time. With our monthly challenges, it helps to mix things up and keep people engaged and not always just focusing on, okay, get your food log in this week, week after week after week. Let's focus on one thing at a time throughout each day, throughout the whole month. Whether specifically it's water for the month, maybe you get enough water throughout your day. Like what Julia was saying in an interview, she has a water bottle in front of her. Simple as it sounds, that works great for her. She sees it there all the time, the whole day. Bam, she's got that. It's a goal, and it's already a habit for her after 2 or 3 weeks. Then you move on to the next thing. So part of my experience and part of my passion of just mixing things up too and keeping people engaged with something fun each month that's a little different. So along those lines, if people fail at a certain habit or fail at a nutrition goal that they have, for me, you have two choices. Either you give up or you keep going, no matter if some of the results are happening or not. So if somebody hits their push-up max 1 month and then they hit 100 the next month, that's a huge improvement. and somebody else, it takes them 2 or 3 months to get one more rep. Well, you keep doing them because they're beneficial anyways, depending on, you know, no matter what the number is. Same thing in nutrition and your overall health. If you're moving generally and you have some specific exercises to help you keep, you know, prevent against injury, and you're eating the right things the majority of the time, you're going to prevent against cardiovascular disease and obesity and diabetes. So keep those things in mind, you know, not to get down on yourself. Leave the past where it's at. Don't necessarily think of too much about the future. Have your goal set aside, what you want to do as your someday goal or your 10-year, 5-year goal, and kind of work backwards from that. And once you get back down to even as specific as your month or your week, you just focus on one thing at a time per day. You know, for me, at every Sunday, my wife and I will cook all of our meals throughout the week, everything that's necessary. Obviously, the fruits and vegetables is easy. We just cut it up and bag it. But some of the things like the meat and eggs, we boil up or cook up, and we package it. So it's there. It's done. So when we have cravings, when we're out and about, you know, especially for me being an entrepreneur, and I'm stuck in the office all day, I'm out and about networking and stuff. So I pass, you know, the good food places or the craving places that most people have. But, you know, for me, it's like, okay, I have to eat my meal that I've prepped for myself, or I'm wasting that food, or I'm wasting my money. So right there, you know, plus, you know, you can get creative with your cooking and whatnot to make it taste good. If sometimes, you know, broccoli gets old, for example. But, you know, biggest thing I want to get out of this is, stay positive with your goals. If you have some set, readjust them. Don't, constantly think about what you did in the past and say, oh, shoot, and I failed at that. I'm going to probably fail again. Don't worry about that. Forget about it. Move on. Keep looking at the next goal. I mean, if you're still hitting it, still working out, still eating the healthy foods majority of the time, you're going to get some results. You don't want to have that cortisol built up. You know, people say, in the experts of nutrition and endocrinology say that the more cortisol built up, you know, you get some of that through exercise, a moderate or high amount of exercise too, but the more that you have built up, the stress hormone, the more fat you're going to build up in your body anyway. So stay positive on top of that, even if it's really hard to do, and stay on your goals. Keeping it short here, I want to transition out and thank you guys for tuning in. For those of you that want to learn more or view the video I have, will be attached to this podcast covering the information that I talked about specifically to my or about my exercise tip of the month. And other than that, for those that you are interested in trying Digman Fitness out, give it a shot. Our 1 month trial button will be attached. Also, like us on Facebook, subscribe to YouTube for our videos, our weekly, monthly exercise tips, and we'll have fun from there. And we'll see you guys next month.